USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia is working to get its oil production back online after a series of drone attacks damaged key facilities. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, appearing on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, says the U.S. is assisting the kingdom.
It was a very serious attack, and the Department of State and Department of Defense will be working with our partners in the government of Saudi Arabia on appropriate defensive measures and responses. On the U.S. side, we don't have a hostile actor like the Houthis that are supported by the Iranian government with that kind of capability with any range toward the United States. That said, drones or unmanned aerial systems do present a Homeland Security concern.
Tens of thousands of General Motors employees may go on strike. The United Auto Workers are threatening to do it tonight. They've been trying to make a deal since July. There's no official plans for negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Teachers in one of the nation's largest school districts are threatening a strike. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Teachers and the nation's third largest school district are inching closer to a strike that could happen as early as October 1st. After rejecting the district's latest offer, Chicago educators are back at the bargaining table negotiating issues including pay, staffing shortage, and class size. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The first hearing related to exploring the possible impeachment of President Trump will be held this week on Capitol Hill. Congressman David Cicilline of Rhode Island, appearing on Fox News Sunday, says the process is vital to the American democracy.
I think the reality is the American people expect that those of us who have the privilege in serving government from the president on down are acting in the public interest, not in their own self-interest. They want to be sure that people are held accountable, that no one is above the law, that if misconduct has happened, that those individuals are held accountable.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
One of Al-Qaeda's top footmen has been murdered. USA's Robin Walensky reports. The White House confirmed the kill.
Osama bin Laden's son killed in a counterterrorism operation. The Trump administration confirming Hamza bin Laden killed near the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Now, he was in a leadership role in Al-Qaeda and appeared in propaganda videos. Navy SEALs killing his father, Osama, during a raid of his Pakistan compound back in 2011. Osama bin Laden behind the September 11th terrorist attack.
One of the Democrats running for the White House is defending an unusual campaign strategy. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Candidate Andrew Yang is defending the campaign contest to give 10 families a share of $120,000. The entrepreneur telling CNN State of the Union that a team of lawyers signed off on the contest, saying they're sure it's perfectly legal. Yang announcing the contest during last Thursday's Democratic debate, saying he'd give the money from his campaign chest as a way to promote his so-called freedom dividend proposal, using his opening statement to urge Americans to head to his campaign website and enter the contest, in which 10 families will win the $1,000 a month prize for a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device, and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.